The Anchorage School District has immersion programs in languages like German, Spanish, and Japanese. But until recently, the district had no immersion program for Alaska Native languages. As Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports, a kindergarten class in Anchorage has taken the first step in a Yupik program this week with plans to continue all the way through high school graduation.
In Lorena Warren's kindergarten class at College Gate Elementary, students are learning the first letter of the Yupik alphabet, A. The kids are sitting in a circle, passing a ball around and saying ah, and then the word for ball, ahunkak. While some of the students whisper in English to each other, Warren is only speaking Yupik. It's part of a new language immersion program where the students spend half of their day learning in Yupik. The classes are modeled after the Lower Kuskokwim School District, where Yupik is spoken more commonly. Warren teaches one class in the morning and another in the afternoon. The idea is that these kids will spend their entire school careers in a program like this, ending high school as fluent Yupik speakers. Warren sees teaching language as a way to preserve culture.
I believe language is very important because that's how our ancestors grew up speaking. And right now we may have lost a lot, but what we have right now, I think it's important for these kids to learn it.
College Gate principal Daryl Burnson grew up in Old Harbor on Kodiak Island and is Aleutic. Burnson regrets that he didn't learn his native language as a child. Burnson has seen firsthand just how fragile native languages have become in the last few decades.
My first wife, her grandmother was the last known Eyak speaker in the state of Alaska. And when she passed, which was unfortunately about 10 years ago, when she passed, we know that the last person that had the knowledge of the Eyak language was gone.
Burnson says groups like the University of Alaska Fairbanks are working to preserve languages in a historical context, but that isn't enough. He thinks the best way to ensure languages don't die is by teaching children how to speak them fluently. He says the time was right to teach a native language in the Anchorage School District.
Over 11 different languages offered in the Anchorage School District, this is the first one that represents the people of Alaska.
Burnson says typically in language immersion programs, the students start behind their peers, but eventually catch up and surpass those in more traditional schools.
I think the people that got on board with this that are non-native or non-Yupik understand that it doesn't matter what language is being taught. As long as they're accessing two parts of the brain, their child is going to benefit from it in the long run.
Back in the classroom, the students have moved on to numbers, rolling large dice, hoping to roll a one, or a tochik. Warren says, even though about half of the students in the class are Yupik, they all primarily speak English at home.
They may speak Yupik, but they're speaking to their kids in English. And I think having their kids in the Yupik program will make the parents try to speak to them in Yupik at home.
While currently there is only the kindergarten class in the immersion program, the plan is to add a new grade and instructor every year through high school graduation. Parents who want to send their children through the Yupik program enter the school district's lottery system. The lottery for next year opens January 1st. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.